burnt.
I am burnt. Are you burnt? This is two nights in a row for me doing bar gigs. Do you?
Yeah.
We had Woody's last night covering for Doug.
Yeah. It's all right. I was telling Scott right before I came on, or right before he came in, actually, that he was in my dream again last night.
Who, Screaming Scott was?
I tell him every time I have a dream and Screaming Scott's in it, I let him know that he was in my dream.
How many dreams do you have with Scott in it?
Oh, I've only had two, but this is the second time. He was a bouncer at a comedy club.
Really?
Yeah, we were there watching Jamie Foxx, and he had to break up a major fight.
Sweet. You know who was in my dream yesterday?
No.
Wee Man from Jackass.
Hot.
Yeah. I was watching that. I was trying to sleep yesterday afternoon, and I watched that show Punked.
Yeah, and he was on there.
He was on there.
Jack Osborne.
Yeah, exactly.
God, they had a great one, too, I just saw the other day, with Jessica Biel from Seventh Heaven. Real hot
with the little kid.
Did you see that?
I have that on tape here today.
I thought that was pretty funny.
I thought that was okay.
It was very man show boy asking away.
Yeah.
I still don't understand why they can't hide the earpiece, though.
Was he wearing the earpiece in that?
It was so obvious, too. I mean, it looked like a hearing aid, and she's obviously not going to say anything, but that should be a little bit suspicious if somebody, a 10-year-old kid was saying real sexual comments to you, and
he's the one where he says, you're going to step up to Playboy soon or something?
Yeah, like I saw you're spreading gear.
Yeah.
When are you going to step it up to Playboy?
Yeah. It's pretty funny. She didn't look as hot. She's been in a couple of those.
Bad.
Yeah. She usually looks really hot. What is she on, Seventh Heaven?
Seventh Heaven.
Yeah.
She's modeled. She's been in stuff and gear and all that.
Right. And she looks really hot usually. She looks pretty.
She's young.
Pretty bad. Did you see the one with Pink?
Yeah, it's all part of it.
That one's pretty funny, too.
What a bitch.
Oh, when she's like, I'm a famous rock star. Do you really think I would need
to
steal more?
Not a rock star either.
No, you're not a famous rock star, you idiot.
That's what upset me the most about it. Is you're not a rock star. I don't care if you say you're famous or say you're a star or whatever, but you're not a rock star.
No, you're anything but a rock star.
That show's not bad.
Christina Aguilera is not a rock star either.
Xtina?
Xtina.
Please refer to her only as Xtina. I won't know who you're talking about.
Ugh.
All right. Well, since you're obviously irritated, we'll go into this bit from yesterday.
Yeah, I'm really not that irritated. I like that show.
The best part about the bit, too, is this music, too. The Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. The William Shatner version,
the Shatman version.
But it's the attempted call to Albert Hoffman, who lives in Germany. He's like 96, because they just had a birthday for LSD.
Hot.
I think LSD's 60 now.
Sweet.
So here's the attempted call. It naturally, like a lot of things lately, just kind of spun out of control.
I saw the Dead on LSD once.
Really?
Lakeshore Drive.
They were on LSD or you were on LSD?
No, I was.
Or both of you guys were on LSD?
I was.
Really?
Lakeshore Drive in Chicago.
Was that his last show?
Yeah, that was the t-shirt that everyone was wearing. I saw the Dead on LSD, Lakeshore Drive.
Oh, I get it. God, sorry. Woody slows me down, man.
I know.
Christ.
All right. Get into the bit.
That was really worth mentioning.
Sorry.
All right, drew a mic up in a few. With kaleidoscope eyes, cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. Up from the girl with a sun in her eyes, and she's gone.
Hoffman?
Yes, is Mr. Hoffman there, please?
No. Name?
And who's this?
The news.
Yeah. Hello. Well, nice hang up, bitch.
Follow her down to a bridge by a fountain.
Hoffman?
Yes, I'm sorry. I called just a moment ago. There was some kind of a disconnection incident. It's the Drew and Mike show calling. We're on WRIF radio in the United States. We're trying to reach Mr. Hoffman?
No.
Do you expect him back anytime soon?
Nine.
No.
Is there anyone there who speaks English?
No.
No?
Nine?
No.
Nine?
No.
Number nine?
Nine.
Number nine?
Nine.
Ten?
Nine.
Eight?
No.
Seven?
Nine.
Six?
Yabble.
Four.
Yeah, coming down.
Three.
Two.
One. Zero.
Clink, you idiot.
What's that? Oh.
Yeah, the bagel's gone.
Who's with that goofy woman?
Kaleidoscope.
Hoffman?
Yes, is Mr. Hoffman there, please? Nice answering the phone Hoffman, by the way. It's pretty weird. You like answering the phone Clark.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Or music.
Mm-hmm. Lane.
Hello? All those weenies in the background there, and somebody speaks English? You can invent LSD, but you can't have somebody around the house who speaks a little English?
No.
That's nice. We're calling on WRIF Radio in the United States. It's a long-distance call.
Let's verbunden.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I'm
what
not hanging
say?
Up. I don't know. He's got a drinking problem, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's either speaking another language or he has a drinking problem. I'm pretty sure it's a drinking problem.
Man, maybe he's speaking that angel language that, what's her face? Oh, God. Ellen DeGeneres' girlfriend?
Well, that was a reach.
I know. It doesn't pay off either. There's no payoff.
I desperately want him to pick up again just so you can see that we're still here.
I can ask. I want that too, not done.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Hey.
Let's play that back at him.
Answer the phone with that.
Too not done. Yeah.
Hello? Dick Breath? I hear you breathing, Dick Breath.
I can ask. I can work that too, not done.
Ooh, the Germans are mad at me.
I know. So you guys can invent LSD, but you can't say a word of English, huh? Or are you guys drunk? You sound like a bunch of drunks.
Ooh, the Germans are mad at me. I'm so scared. Ooh, the Germans.
Uh-oh, the Germans are coming to get
stop
me.
Stop teasing us.
Oh, don't let the Germans come after
please
me.
Stop the pretending you're scared.
The Germans are coming after me. No, they're so big and
stop
strong.
Stop it, Mr. Burns.
Stop pretending you're scared of us, please.
Burns, stop it. Stop it.
You want me to come over there and taunt that old bag? I'm going to come over there and taunt that 97-year-old bag until he talks to me. If you guys don't get more cooperative. I know a little bit about milkshake taunting. He's still there, isn't he?
Yeah, oh yeah.
How do you like that? What, are you beating off, pal?
It's so loud.
Oh, my
well, that was really
God.
Cute.
What? How childish
I know.
Can you be?
That's pathetic.
Oh, it really is.
To think that people taking care of a 97-year-old man would engage in such a silly little game.
Yep, that's right. How immature. What
Here we
a
are.
Big baby.
Just innocently making phony phone calls to a 97-year-old man.
That's right.
And they have to start playing games like that.
Yep. Childish. Big baby.
Smoke in the water.
It burned down the gas. It happened. It died within a bus down. I am hungry for a candy bar.
Yes. Well, I wonder what they're doing to that old man. He's probably getting the Jimmy Stewart treatment.
Oh.
That old bagel. He's take care of Jimmy.
That's right.
Let him come to the phone.
That's right.
That guy's probably screaming. If he'd pick up the phone, it would have been, hello.
Hello.
Hello. And they would have been,
hang up,
hang up the phone, Albert.
I've.
Albert, hang up the phone. We've got it. It's not for you. No one wants to talk to you anymore. No one cares about LSD.
I'm a prisoner.
That was the part that got cut off. He was trying to say, I'm a prisoner.
No one's ever taken LSD except for you, Albert. Get back in bed.
God, remember she ran upstairs so fast.
I know, to hang that phone up because she knows
it's
a debacle waiting to happen.
And there he is. Meanwhile, he had that brief moment while she was running up the stairs when he was talking to us.
Had he said anything
prisoner.
That was effectual at all, she would have ended up having to snuff him out right there on the spot so he couldn't have a chance to say more.
That's it. And then get rid of the body in some manure pit.
Well, that's too bad. That's the inventor of LSD. That's, I guess if we can't get them on the phone at 97, we're not going to do much better.
Yeah. Apparently everybody over there is taking way too much of what he invented.
Yeah. I know. It sounds like a party,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Drew and Mike.
I'm drowning in assholes.
101 W.